Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
I needed your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but truth is I need your grace. Need your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but you did. I need your grace. I need your grace. I need your grace.
To the Spirit Alive Christian Ministries Broadcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it blesses my soul to welcome you here to All Nations Bible Study for this Wednesday, April the 5th, 2023. Now, my brothers and sisters, I pray that you get something to write with and to write on, and please receive our anointed speaker for this evening, your host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Shirlene Cook, thank you for introducing me for tonight's study. The study tonight is about God's grace, and I'm going to be sharing. I'm going to be sharing some scriptures with you tonight, talking about His grace and what it means to us. His grace and the song that was just played. I really that song is so beautiful, and it's really my testimony. I didn't know I needed God's grace as much as I as I would, and I'm speaking of more like years ago, but I've come to know that I truly need His grace. The good thing is that I have it. We all have it. So I'm very thankful that God has extended His grace toward us. Some of the lesson that I was going to share tonight actually got packed away. Had some helping hands here. We've been moving things around.
preparing for Good Friday, preparing for Easter, preparing for an extension of child care. So it's been a lot going on, but I do have some scriptures that I want to point out tonight. And then we'll, the third Wednesday, we'll go a little deeper concerning grace. All right. I thank God that he had mercy on me one day, and then later I was thankful for mercy, but then I learned a lot more when I understood what grace meant. Let us have a brief word of prayer. Father God, I come to you tonight thanking you for the blessings of this day and thanking you for this opportunity to share your word again. I pray that you will word my mouth, that the anointing will come forth as you would have it to be. And I pray that I will share what you would have me to share on tonight, that somebody will get something from this lesson on God's grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go, first of all, I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians, and please bear with me tonight. I'm having to use my Bible that has a little smaller print. Okay, 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and we're going to start there with the 9th verse. And this is Paul speaking to teaching and giving the word to the Corinthian church. And we all know that the word is for us as well. Okay, it says, Paul said, and he, and this is what Jesus spoke, okay, that he's sharing in the 9th verse. He says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. If I am become a fool in glory, ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Praise God. How many know we are nothing without Jesus Christ? We are nothing.
Amen.
And then he goes on to say, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders, and in mighty deeds. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that is also for today. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for blessing us with his grace, and knowing that it's sufficient. That no matter what we go through in life, no matter what we face, all right, no matter what comes at us and no matter what we go through, and Paul mentioned, you know, infirmities and reproaches and accusations and all these things, we become distressed sometimes due to all the world situations, the problems, the things that we face in this life. But through it all, his grace is sufficient for us. Sometimes even in facing the death of a loved one, you know, there are times that, you know, and I've heard people say, and I've experienced it, how would I live? How would I make it? You know, that would be too hard for me to go through. But even through those kinds of situations, when we're faced with grief, stricken with grief, His grace is yet still sufficient. Still who he is. And he still brings us through and brings us out of all kinds of situations that we face in this life. He's that kind of God. He's gracious. He does it because he's gracious. By grace, we have been saved. You know, we know that Jesus died for us. We know that he loved us to that extent. That's where his grace was really extended. He loved us so much that he died for us. He laid down his life for us.
Yes.
He came and lived on this earth because of us, because of his love for us. Praise God. So no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, and we do go through many things in this life, even some things that come upon us and cause us to have setbacks, have disappointments, even to the point sometimes, even with sickness. But God's grace is still yet sufficient. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. When people are going through recovery and they're faced with, you know, addiction, God's grace is still yet sufficient for them. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. And even, you know, when we first came to the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted him as our Lord and Savior, we were living in our sins. He had mercy on us. He still watched over us. He still wanted us to be saved no matter what we did. And then his grace, through his grace, even when we have come to the Lord Jesus Christ through the pardoning of our sins and allowed him to set us apart and help us to be transformed, and then even then, if we sin, then his grace is extended. We can repent. We can ask for forgiveness. And God will forgive us. He's that kind of God. All right, let's go a little further here. Let's go to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. Let's go to the second chapter. And let's go to the fourth and fifth verses in the second chapter. Okay, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And has raised us up together and made us all sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Verse 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So we see here, Paul is letting us know that the grace is a gift. The grace that we have is a gift of God. It could only come by way of him. Praise God. For by grace you are saved through faith. and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And because of his grace, we should walk in his grace. I mean, it should show forth that we are walking by grace. We are saved by grace, that he loved us so much that he extended his grace upon us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And grace, love, and mercy go together. We have each of them in Christ. Throughout our lives, we have his grace, we have his love, and we yet have his mercy. Let's see. Let's go to 2 Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Go to 2 Peter, chapter 3. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. Mm-hmm. And it says, not rendering evil for evil. Let's see, is that the one? No, I'm sorry. I'm in 1 Peter. We need 2 Peter. Okay, here we go. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but it is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is his will, to see us all come to repentance, because he's does not want any to perish. Okay? That's not God's will,
mm-hmm.
that any should perish. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this verse lets us know that, you know, it's long suffering. He has long suffering toward us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we know that long suffering is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. In Galatians 5. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And then yet some of us don't want to suffer long.
Amen.
We don't want to go through anything. We don't want to have to put up with anything. But, you know, long suffering is one of the virtues, one of the fruits of the Spirit that we should have. Amen. Because it's characteristic of Jesus. And we want to also portray all those gifts, the fruit of the Spirit. We want to walk in them. Amen. Love,
yeah.
Goodness, kindness, hallelujah, long suffering, gentleness, faith,
mm-hmm.
and love. Yes, absolutely. Ma'am. Amen. There is no law against how much we love. Amen. Praise God. And that's all part of the grace of God. So we should have that. Hallelujah. It should be, you know, when people see us, they should be able to see his grace upon us. Because we're portraying Christ, we're his workmanship, we need
Amen.
To be examples of Christ, we need to be following Christ,
yes.
Others need to see this grace. Can we extend our mercy like he did? Can we extend our grace in spite of some of the things that that we see other people do? Can we still love them? Can we show forth our mercy? Can we have mercy on them, knowing that some of them don't even know what they're doing? So they haven't come into maturity yet, some of them. So we need to take stock of that. We need to treat them right, you know. And knowing that we have the grace of God, we have to walk upright before Him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We need to love one another. We need to pray for others, not just ourselves, not just our own, but for others as well. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because we have the grace of God upon us. And there's three things that I really wanted to point out. So I'm going to start with those right now. We are justified to stand in grace. We can stand in His grace because of his presence. He's present with us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to Romans 5, Romans the 5th chapter.
All right.
Thank you.
No.
All righty. Romans 5. We're going to definitely read verses 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
And it says, therefore, being justified by, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We have peace.
Amen.
So when we run into situations where it's not peace around us and others are not acting peaceful, we need to remember that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of His presence with us. He's living in us. All right? We're living in Him. So that peace should automatically be with us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So our character, when people see our character, it should match up with peace, with the peace of God.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That peace that giveth us an understanding, you know. So I wanted to bring that in. Amen.
Yes, amen.
I'm going to read just a little bit more in this passage. It says in verse 3, and not only so, okay, I'm going to read verse 2 again. It says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, okay? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We can stand because of Him.
Yes.
And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Because His presence is with us. And verse 3 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. All right? So we know that, and so because the Holy Ghost has been given to us, how many know that the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit will also direct us? Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And teach us and bring all things in remembrance that we need to know. Praise God.
Yes.
And then
yes.
verse 4 says, let's see, where are we? we're in verse 5, I guess. Okay. And verse 6 says, for when we were yet without strength,
come
in
on.
Due time Christ died for the ungodly, which we were.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen.
Yes.
He knew that we needed a Savior. We had need of a Savior. Verse 9 says, much more than being now justified. All right? We are justified. Praise God. Hallelujah. And how are we justified? By his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. Verse 10, for if we were enemies, which we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. A debt that we could never pay, he gave up his life for us. Hallelujah. And a debt he doesn't expect us to pay. We couldn't. We couldn't. Amen. All right. The next one I wanted to share is we are equipped with his spiritual greatness. His spiritual greatness. Amen. God is great. Greater than anything, anyone. Hallelujah. He's the greatest. So now let's go to 1 Peter, and we're going to share some scriptures there.
Okay, Peter.
That will be 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 10. And it says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read that again. Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And why shouldn't we? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've been given the gift. We have the gift. There are yet others that don't understand the gift.
All
right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So let us be willing to minister that grace. Hallelujah. So that someone else can feel the grace of God, even if they don't understand it yet. Amen. Hallelujah. We can help them understand it. Praise
Amen.
God. By letting them know how his grace was extended to all, to us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go now to some other scriptures. Let's see. Okay, that's 1 Peter 4:10. So we should be willing to serve any of our spiritual gifts. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has given us spiritual gifts, all kinds. Grace is the greatest gift we have, but let's also serve in all the other gifts that we have. All right, I'm going to now talk about growing strong in the grace of God. I'm going to share some scriptures that'll back it up. We can grow stronger in the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to see. Let's go to Second Timothy.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. I need his grace. I truly do. And I'm thankful that I have it. All right.
Yeah.
Second Timothy, and we're going to go to the second chapter and the first verse. We're going to read a little bit here. And this is Paul was instructing Timothy to be strong, okay?
Yeah.
Praise God. Verse 1 says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the thing that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Okay? So that's very encouraging, isn't it?
Yes.
And he considered Timothy like a son of his. Praise God. Yes. So he was helping him to understand what he needs to do. Okay? Praise
mm-hmm.
God. And instructing others. Telling him to grow strong.
Mm-hmm.
To be strong, rather, in the grace
yeah.
that is in Christ
yeah.
Jesus. And therefore, if we're growing stronger in the grace of God, we can help others to grow stronger, can't we?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So he's instructing him to be strong. Praise God. And he says, let's see, I'm going to read a little bit more. The third verse says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to be a good soldier, we have to stand firm. We have to do battle. We have to, be involved in spiritual warfare. Praise
yes.
God. Amen. So we must be strong. And by God's grace, we can be strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he helps us to be strong. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, and it says, in the fourth verse, "No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier." Amen. Hallelujah. It's like being in the army. We're in a battle sometimes. We're in warfare. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we've got to be strong in God's grace. Got to be willing to share and instruct others and encourage them. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, "And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully." Amen. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You. So we can exist through his grace. We can make it through his grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Things happen because of his grace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we know that God gives his grace. He gives his grace to the humble. Praise God. Those of us that will humble ourselves unto God, he will give us grace. Amen. Okay, let's
yeah.
go to, with that, let's go to James, the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter and the sixth verse.
Amen.
Amen. And it tells us,
But
he giveth more grace. Wherefore
yeah.
he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, we don't want to walk around being prideful. You know, trying to be something that we're not.
Yes.
Trying to be noticed, trying to be something that God didn't intend for us to be, just because we want to be seen and heard and
come on, come on,
want to be the star.
Make it plain.
That's none of that is in His grace. Amen.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read a little bit more in this passage.
Yes.
Okay, so it says in verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And how do we resist? By drawing close to God.
Yes.
Verse 8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. All right? We're saved.
Yeah.
And we have the grace of God. Why wouldn't we want to be any other way than the way God would want us to be? Amen. Hallelujah. So he's speaking in this verse. He's saying, draw nigh to him. Draw close to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll draw
yes.
close to us. Cleanse our hands if they're unclean. And if you're sinning, repent. Purify
yes.
your hearts. And he definitely doesn't want us to be double-minded.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that a man is
yes.
unstable in all his ways if he's double-minded.
He's double-minded.
Mm-hmm. That goes for women,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And then verse 9 says, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Amen. You know, we need to be rejoicing with those that are rejoicing. And when you're walking with the Lord, there's going to be some times that we're going to be in mourning, or we're going to be rejoicing, and next
mm-hmm.
thing we're going to be mourning. And it's just like that in this life that we're living in. But we have to be able to do both.
Yes.
We're going to run into people that are grieving. I mean, really grieving. They've lost loved ones. We're going to experience it our own selves. And in those times, we need somebody to mourn with us. And when others that we know of are grieving and mourning and trying to get through it, we can be a help to them.
Yeah.
You know why? Because God has comforted us.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, we can be a comfort to them. And when the Lord has blessed one of our sisters or brothers, maybe they got a new house, a new car, a new baby, or like we just got today, a new baby was born in our family today. I have a great niece.
Oh,
so
hallelujah, hallelujah,
amen. And so there's going to be those times that we're rejoicing, and we want somebody else to come along and rejoice with us, don't we? To be
yes.
happy for us, don't we?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So because we have God's grace upon us, we're going to be able to shift when we need to and be
yes.
what we need to be at that time, all right? Because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know
yes.
what we're going to face tomorrow. We don't know who's going to call on us, you know, next. Are we prepared? Are we able to extend the same grace that we've been given, or the same comfort that we've been given? Are we able to rejoice and be happy and joyful? All right.
Yeah.
I know that's what he's telling me to say. Amen. Praise God. We have
Amen.
To be able to shift. All right. Paul was able to shift.
Come on.
Others in the Bible
mm-hmm.
we know of were able
mm-hmm.
to shift and be
yeah,
who they
yeah.
needed to be at any given
yeah.
time.
Come on.
Because we have Christ in us. And because we
mm-hmm.
do, and because we are being led by the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and he's nudging us and he's telling us what to do. He's directing us.
Yeah.
We can be who we need to be for
yeah,
that
amen.
Other person. We can.
Amen.
Or
amen.
Others in the body of Christ, or our loved ones, amen, or those we work with even. Praise God. We can be who we need to be of God's grace being upon us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I get a hurry. Okay. All right, and it says in verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'm going to get ready to close, but the next Bible study, I will actually be sharing something about the law. You know, we're under grace, but I'm going to talk about that as well, because
mm-hmm.
you know, there are people in the body of Christ that feel like because we're under grace, we can do what we want to do, and I want to share some scripture on that next time, and share what it meant to be under the law, and now what it really means to be under grace.
Under grace.
God
yes.
bless you, and I hope you got something out of this tonight. I'm going to turn this back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Amen. We have Spirit Alive family in the house. We have All Nations family in the house. Praise God. So, and we
Thank
have
you,
all
Jesus.
Of you in the house. So, if there's anybody, I don't want to put anyone on blast, but if anybody would like to have a word, a comment, testify to the goodness of God's grace.
Amen.
If you would press your one at this time, hallelujah. I will, you know, if you're family, I'm just going to call your name. If I don't know who you are, then I'm going to address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. But before we take comments, I'm going to ask, I got to be obedient. And I just know that it would bless Apostle Zeta Flowers' heart if Evangelist Kathy Horton, one who walks with her, prays with her, one who stands in the gap with her, would come forth, and I would like for her to extend the invitation, not to a church, but into a relationship with grace,
mm-hmm.
into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
with love,
thank you,
into a relationship
yes.
with peace and joy.
Glory.
So I'm going to ask my sisters, my most beloved sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton, to come forth, and then I will take comments from the Spirit Alive family and any other people, any other of you that are in the gallery that would like to speak. Evangelist Kathy?
God bless you all. God bless you. God's grace. I want to put it like this. God's unmerited favor, all that, is something you can't earn. It's just he loves you so much, it's there for you. And to receive, let me back up just a little bit. Favor is not fair. I favor this one over that one. That's how much God loves us, that he doesn't do that. He had his son to die for all of us.
Amen.
He loved us so much when we were sinners. See, we don't like that because he got
a bad attitude.
We like this because they look better, they dress better. No. God, that's not the God we serve.
Amen.
Because of his grace. Because he loves us, all that, she said, all that in the sermon. He has that just for you.
Yes,
just for you.
Does.
He don't care what you are, what you've done. He has that for you.
Yes.
So
amen.
If you can believe that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe shall have an everlasting life, is for you.
Yes.
And all you have to do is believe. And if you believe, I want you to repeat after me. It's very simple. It's very simple. It's not hard. If it's complicated, it's usually not God. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sin and all my unrighteousness. Thank you. Thank you for your son, Jesus, for dying for my sin. And now I can walk in your grace because I believe in Jesus. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's it.
Amen.
If you can say that and mean it from your heart, God bless you. God going to give it. God has put his grace on you and favor and all that in love. In Jesus' name. Be blessed.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Kathy.
Amen.
Thank you. Now, I know that I know Mother Mitchell's in the house, of course, and Minister Tina's in the house, and we even have Minister Gladys in the house. But like I said, I never put anybody on blast. So if you would like to speak, press your one. But I know that Mother Mitchell always loves her. She loves supporting and loving all her sisters and touching and agreeing. So, Mother Mitchell, you can come on in, and you will be followed by my dear sister, my baby girl, Minister Tina. Amen.
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 Thank you, Apostle, and thank you, Apostle Zeta. I love you so much. And we get something out of every time you step up to speak. We get something. I'm going to make this a little more. I'm going to say I get so much out of it. And that's why I'm always there when you're going to make you have your Bible study, because it is all so good. And, you know, God's unmerited favor that he lays on us, spreads on us, gives us, because he wants us to just have it and to be blessed that way. Now, there ain't nothing you can do to earn that. There ain't nothing you can do to make him give you more of it. He just gives you grace.
Yes.
Because he wants to. And
that's why
sit down at the table, no matter where I am, in a restaurant,
no matter where I am,
I say grace. Because
we should follow that through our whole lives,
daytime. Go to bed, we thank him, and we give him grace. And
thank you, Lord.
We just want to give him something back because he's so good to us. And I thank you for his grace in every way he gives it to us, because believe me, we need it. I don't know what we would do if we did not have his grace.
Amen.
I don't know what we would do. So thank you, Apostle Zeta. And I will be looking for the next installment next week. And if God so wills. And I just thank you for this beginning on grace tonight, because it was very good.
Thank you. Yes, it was. Amen. You're welcome, Mama. All right, Minister Tina, come on into the room, beloved.
She's here, my mom. God bless y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Apostle Zeta, thank you so much for reminding us that God's grace is free. And then he gives it to us because he wants to, just like Mother Mitchell said. But by God's grace, we are saved. because he did give us his only begotten son to die for us on the cross, and he's forgiven. So we are so blessed to know Jesus and have God in our life and know that his grace comes from his love for us. And I am so thankful for that reminder today. So thank you so much, Apostle.
Thank you, Jesus. You're welcome, dear. I love you, too.
Well, let me just touch and agree, mother, apostle, sister, mentor, teacher, friend. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. All I have resounding from my soul right now is surely grace and mercy is following me. Surely. Because when I look back over my life and what God has brought me through, hallelujah, the places I've been, the long suffering that he sat with,
oh,
when he
God.
Sat with me, and he, hallelujah, he comforted me, my Lord, my God, in those chaotic times, my Jesus, when he spoke sweet peace to my soul, oh, hallelujah, when things were looking bleak, hallelujah, he gave me joy. All that comes under the heading of God's grace. Surely, grace,
Jesus,
and mercy. Not only are they following me, they have chased me down. They have overtaken me, and I am wrapped up, tied up, tangled up. I am wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the God that loved me so much that he didn't even withhold his only begotten son.
Amen.
So that my little nasty sinful self would have a right to even stand before him.
Thank you.
Yes.
Jesus.
Oh, I thank you for your grace tonight, oh God. I thank you for loving us.
Oh,
and I thank you for your mercy. Father, I thank you for not giving us what we deserve. Oh, glory to God.
Oh, thank you for it, Lord.
Oh, that's what your mercy is. Because if you gave us what we deserve, Father God, we wouldn't be here.
That's right. That's right.
We would not be here.
Amen.
So I want to just not only, and you have to know mercy and understand grace. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because see, if you don't think you've done anything wrong, you will think you don't need any grace.
That's right. That's right.
So you have to know mercy before you understand grace. And I want to thank you, Apostle David.
Right.
You got me fired up over here in the Lord about grace. And what I'm going to do at this time is we're going to seal this dynamic lesson with prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace just thanking you for the message and the messenger. Lord God, we thank you for this much needed reminder about your wonderful, amazing grace. Lord God, we come right now in the name of Jesus, asking that you just pour back into Apostle Zeta everything that she has poured out. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the servant leaders that are present here that stand in the ready, Lord, to share and testify to the goodness of your grace. And Lord, we come praying for your people all over this world. We pray, Lord God, for those who are lost that don't yet know your grace. We pray, Lord God, that they would open their heart just a tiny bit so that you might place the desire to want to know you there.
Jesus.
So that you might place the desire, Father God, that they will become hungry and thirsty for you and all the things of you. Lord God, we pull down those spirits of pride, disobedience. We pull down that spirit of the need to please, manipulation, lying, whatever keeps us, Lord God, from truly receiving your grace in the fullest. We ask that we repent it right now, Lord God, and we ask that you forgive us.
Yes, Lord,
please. Because, Lord God, we need your grace each and every day, each and every hour, each and every minute, Lord God. We couldn't make it without your grace. And, Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your grace will continue to flow Yes. Like the oil ran down Aaron's beard, Lord God. I pray that it will flow. And Lord, it will go from heart to heart and breast to breast as we love on one another and become true administers of grace. Not administers of agenda, not administers of opinion, not administers of judgment or hypocrisy, but Lord, we want to be ministers of grace. We want the world to know you through us. We want the world to see you through us. Lord, continue to bless us to stand. Continue to bless us to grow, oh God. Lord, to give us a reachable, teachable spirit so that we might receive, Lord, your grace and more abundance. Lord, I pray for the families of everyone listening. Whatever they stand in the need of, Father God, I pray that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. There might be some that are listening that are mourning. There may be some that are listening that need a financial breakthrough. There are some that may be listening that need a home. Lord God, but we know that you are the great I am, and there is nothing impossible for you. And all things are possible with you, Father God. And all we have to do is come and ask you, Father God. We ask that you stand, Lord God, and continue to protect those that cannot protect themselves, because you are the great protector. You are the great rescuer of our, not only of our beings, but of our souls, Lord God. And we just want to come and say thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus for the war-torn countries, for those that have been affected by the floods, the tornadoes, Lord God, by those who have been affected by the mass shootings, Father God. There's all kind of turmoil going on in this world, Lord God, but we know that you sit high and you look low and you see it all and you're still in control. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Your grace is still abounding. Your grace is still flowing. Your grace is still amazing. And we just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you, God.
Lord, we just thank you for what you do. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your amazing grace and mercy. And once again, we thank you for your anointed teacher, Apostle Zeta. And we ask that you continue to bless her, Lord. Help her to get her home in order, Lord. Help her to do all things, Lord, to prepare and to make a way. And, Lord God, I pray against every negative distraction. I pray against every needless thing that would try to come against her in the name of Jesus. Lord,
in the
put all things in order. Hallelujah. Bless your anointed servant, Lord God, because you said that you were a rewarder of those who are obedient to your word, and I believe with all my heart that Apostle
Zeta
is
Jesus.
And we just want to say thank you for her.
Thank
you for her example, Lord God. We just bless your holy name. And I pray this and all other things in the mighty, matchless, immutable, unmatchable name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Back over to Apostle Zeta, because she might have some final words, because we do have time. Apostle Zeta?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to thank each and every one of you that were on tonight to hear what the Lord gave me to share. In spite of even parts of the lessons that got moved somewhere else, I praise God. His grace is sufficient for us. And it's a blessing just knowing that, that no matter what, no matter what comes or goes, his grace is still sufficient for each and every one of us. And all we have to do is just accept that and receive that and lavished the gift of grace. Hallelujah. Because it all came by way of what he did for us, his children. And so we can appreciate, we can love him and adore him and worship him. And you know, all that we do is still not enough, but we need to do all we can do. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He is so worthy, worthy of every praise. And
yes,
I thank him tonight for his grace. And I just want to pray a prayer as we're about to end.
Yes.
For each and every one that's listening in and those that desired to but couldn't. Father God, we just come to you, Lord, thanking you for blessing us.
Yes, Lord.
And we didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve it. We still don't deserve it. But because of you,
Lord,
chose to love us to this extent. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you. Father God, I just lift up everyone, starting with the leader of Spirit Alive Ministries, Apostle Shirlene Cook.
Yes,
just lift
Lord.
Her up, Lord, asking, Lord, that you would continue to extend your hand. In the name of Jesus, that you would continue to bless her, her family, the ministry. In the name of Jesus and everyone that is connected, we pray, Lord, hallelujah, that you would touch and that you would move in a mighty way tonight, that whatever each one stands in need of tonight, we pray that you would grant it in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have promised us we have everything in you, Christ Jesus. And sometimes we fall short.
Yes, Lord.
Because we don't ask. Because we don't believe like we should. Hallelujah. But tonight, Lord, I'm asking that you would stir us up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That we would seek your face even the more. Hallelujah. That we would come and ask even the more, because you want to so freely give us your abundance. That's why you came. Hallelujah, so that we can have the life that you have given us.
Yes,
and not
Lord,
only
God.
To
God.
Just
God.
Live, hallelujah,
yes,
but to
God.
Live in
yes,
the fullness.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
That's
Lord.
Your will. That's your desire. Hallelujah. That's how you feel about each one of us. You love us that much.
Yes.
So, Lord,
move
help
you.
Us.
Hallelujah.
Help us to see your greatness. Help us to
hallelujah.
Realize and know how truly great you are.
That
whatever we stand in need of, we should not lack in anything. Hallelujah, because you already promised us. Hallelujah. So allow us to open up our hearts and minds tonight that we can receive the abundance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We don't have to fall short of what we really need.
Hallelujah. That's right. Yes.
We just need to trust
you, Jesus,
to the extent,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of which you have already promised, which you have already given. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God.
That it might manifest among us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that we will live more abundant. Hallelujah. That we live more abundantly, and we're blessed even the more, that we will be able to bless others in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we thank you for it, Lord. We
thank
you,
Lord.
We thank you for touching us tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you for stirring
Lord.
Us up tonight. We
thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. For just reminding us that you have given us grace. And it's sufficient. It's more than sufficient.
Lord.
And we
thank
you for it. In Jesus'
thank
holy
you.
And righteous name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle Cook.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify your name, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. You have indeed been listening to All Nations Bible Study with your anointed host and facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. I'd like to thank Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown. I'd like to thank Evangelist Kathy Horton. And, of course, we want to thank Minister Gladys McGee for being our watchman on the wall. We know that she works and she can't always speak, but she is here in the house praying. Hallelujah. And we give God glory for that. Hallelujah. We want to praise God for every ministry that is represented here. We thank God for Apostle Zeta and All Nations Christian Fellowship out in Oakland, California. And we just praise God that she takes time out of her busy schedule as being a servant leader after God's own heart to come here and to share with us a word from the Lord. So on behalf of myself, the Spirit Alive, and All Nations family, we just pray that you continue to have a blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from the Spirit Alive household and the All Nations household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
I love you, Apostle Zeta. Thank you. Thank you, Mom.
Love
you
all.
Love you.
Love you
all. Love you, Kathy. We love you.